From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And would like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Indonesia's digital market potential will reach $124 billion, or around 1.700 trillion rupiah, by 2025. Deputy for Small and Micro Enterprises (SMEs) at the Cooperatives and SMEs Ministry, Hanung Harimba Rahman, has said. Furthermore, the number of onboarding micro, small, and medium enterprises (MSMEs) in the digital ecosystem have increased to 15.3 million, or 23.9% of the total MSMEs amid the pandemic. SMESCO has fulfilled the five pillars of the economic recovery acceleration's approach through digital platforms that manage to reach customers, suppliers, back offices, data analytics, and logistics support. The National Demography and Family Planning Board (BKKBN) has revealed that three Indonesian provinces, East Nusa Tenggara, West Sulawesi, and West Nusa Tenggara, currently have high prevalence of stunting among children. Several factors can increase the risk of stunting in children, including anemia during pregnancy, premature birth, child marriage, and birth spacing. In addition to providing good nutrition, young mothers need to be given access to positive information about health and sexual activities. The 2022 budget year cash labor intensive program is targeting to absorb 665,000 workers. Public Works and Public Housing Minister Basuki Hadi Mulyono has said the physical realization has been 58.7%, while the current employment progress has reached 899.31 people, or 72.93% of the total workforce absorption's target of 1.23 million people. Let's move it on to the international news. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said his government will continue its evacuation operation in Afghanistan after suspected suicide bombers struck the crowded gates of Kabul airport, killing at least 13 people and wounding dozens on Thursday. Johnson said that the military had been preparing for the evacuation for months and were aware of the security threats. Johnson paid tribute to the Afghans and members of the U.S. military who were killed. At least four U.S. military personnel were killed in the blast at the airport, sources told Reuters. The bombs that killed U.S. service members and Afghans in the desperate Kabul evacuation inflicted another casualties on the other side of the world, Joe Biden's presidency said. On Thursday, the deadly attack at Kabul's airport left him with a mountain to climb if he's to persuade the nation and America's partner that either goal remains achievable. Early on Thursday in Washington, the White House proudly rolled out the latest remarkable figures, more than 95,000 people safely flown out since Kabul fall to the Taliban. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern eased the tough nationwide lockdown measures on Friday, although businesses and schools will still be closed and its biggest city, Auckland, will remain shut for longer. Ardern said all of New Zealand except Auckland and Northland will move one step lower to alert level 3 from Tuesday. Auckland and neighboring Northland will remain in full level 4 lockdown, possibly for another 2 weeks. This means Auckland, the epicenter of the outbreak, will be cut off from the rest of the country for now. Sydney's COVID-19 cases slightly eased on Friday but still hovered near record levels as the Australian federal government looks to press states to stick to a national reopening plan once the country reaches a 70% to 80% vaccination rate. The National Cabinet A group of federal and state leaders will meet later in the day against a backdrop of concerns by some states given the persistently high daily infections in Sydney, even after 2 months under lockdown. So far, 32% of people above 16 has been fully vaccinated, and based on current rates, Australia should hit 80% by mid-November. Australia's expert vaccination panel on Friday approved the use of vaccines for children aged 12 to 15. That was the news.
Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
August 31, 2021, which is the deadline for foreign troops withdrawal from Afghanistan, is only a matter of days. Many people worry about the future of Afghanistan after the country is controlled by the headline Islamist group, the Taliban. Last Sunday, the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, or OIC, held an executive committee-level extraordinary meeting at its headquarters in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, specifically to discuss the current situation in Afghanistan. As a result of the meeting, the OIC called for Afghanistan not to become a refuge for terrorists. It also encourages inclusive dialogue to address the Afghanistan's crisis. Not only the OIC, concerns about the futures of Afghanistan were also stated by a number of international organizations such as the United Nations Security Council, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization NATO, up to G7. The question is, will Al-Qaeda seize the momentum to consolidate itself with the potential to become a global terror threat? Because it is known that when the Taliban came to power in 1996 to 2001, Al-Qaeda got a breath of fresh air and became a threat to many parties. As the Association Press noted, the OIC's concerns are not without reason. The terrorist group operating in Afghanistan is not only Al-Qaeda, but there is also the Islamic State group in Iraq and Syria. This group is known not really in line with the Taliban. However, their acts of terror in the past have shocked the world. So, it is natural that at this time, the international community is not fully confident in the ability of the Taliban to guarantee and ensure that Afghanistan will be clean of the world's terrorist groups and seeds. The OIC calls for Afghanistan not to become a base for terrorist organization is very appropriate, considering that the OIC was born from a collection of Islamic countries that are committed to helping Muslim communities around the world, including in Afghanistan, achieve peace, security, stability, and development. I'll begin today in history on August 27, 1939, when the first jet aircraft flew. Henkel He-178 was the first aircraft in the world to fly with a turbojet engine. This maiden flight was done by a German company, Henkel, under the director Ernst Henkel, who developed high-speed flight technology. This aircraft flew for the first time on August 27, 1939, piloted by Erich Warsitz. Next, on August 27, 1991, Moldova declared their independence. The Republic of Moldova is a country between Romania and Ukraine in East Europe. During the Russian Empire era, it was called Bessarabia. After the Russian revolutions in 1917, the Moldavian Democratic Republic was proclaimed. This republic united with Great Romania in 1918. During World War II, Romania was forced to hand over Bessarabia and North Bukovina to the Soviet to avoid war. By the Soviet, this region were divided between the Ukrainian Soviet Socialist Republic and Moldovan Soviet Socialist Republic. In 1991, the Soviet Union fell and Moldova proclaimed their independence on August 27, 1991. Last, on August 27, 2008, the first black presidential candidate in the US occurred. On August 27, 2008, the Democrats chose Barack Obama to run for presidency. This made Obama the first black president's candidate in the US. Obama won 52% of the votes, while his opponent from the Republican, McCain, got 45.7%. Barack Obama became the first African-American president of the United States.
Rasakan getaran yang kerap goyahkan rasa serasa ada sentuhan baru sinari hari-hariku pertama diriku pun tergoda hilangnya matamu runtuhkan angkunya dinding hati goyahkan batas sepiku inginku
Aku tak ingin lepas larutkan aku.
Well, fellow listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
President Joko Widodo said there is a new promising agriculture commodity to improve the national economy as well as farmers' welfare. The new commodity is porang or elephant food yam. The president, during the 2021 Inflation Control National Coordination Meeting at the State Palace, Jakarta on Wednesday, said porang is very promising and has a great market. He therefore topped porang commodity can be encouraged into finished goods such as cosmetics or food ingredients. President Joko Widodo recently visited a porang processing facilities in East Java. Porang elephant food yam is a type of tuber that contains glucomannan carbohydrates or a substance in the form of complex sugar. Porang is usually processed as shirataki, a mix ingredient in cake, bread, ice cream, candy, jelly, jam, and as a thickening agent for syrups. Other than food, porang can be made into cosmetics. According to the president, Indonesia must seriously work on this commodity, not only to increase farmers' exchange value and welfare, but also to create a milestone so that agriculture can give greater contribution to the economy. He then asked for preparedness from the upstream to the downstream. Jokowi affirmed the farmers' clusters model institution also needs strengthening. The farmers' own business in the form of cooperatives and village-owned enterprises or BUMDes also need to be developed so that the post-harvest added value can keep increasing. The other efforts to be done, said the president, is expanding market access by means of partnerships with the industries. Financial access also needs to be made easier and simpler. In funding, the government will keep accelerating the super micro loan or KUR. The agriculture KUR in 2021 was 70 trillion rupiah of the total KUR, namely 253 trillion rupiah. The KUR distribution scheme will keep being perfected so that it is suitable to the business characteristic in the agriculture sector. President Joko Widodo also asked the ministers, heads of institutions, and regional heads of to strengthen assistance for the farmers. He also asked to all use the technology, including digital platforms, to increase farmers' productivity and cut short the lengthy marketing chain for the micro, small and medium businesses in the food sector.
Chase the sun, we've both bought. mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawwi intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao. 以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播，我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forego the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. For today's edition, I would like to introduce you to the Lawang Sekepeng tradition, one of the traditional ceremonies in the wedding stage of the Ngaju Dayak tribe, Central Kalimantan, to welcome the groom's entourage and his family. The tradition has been performed since past times. In Ngaju Dayak language, Lawang means door or gate, while Sekepeng means one piece. So, Lawang Sekepeng means one piece door. Lawang Sekepeng is like a sturdy gate made of wood. The wood is approximately 1.5 meters wide and about 2.3 meters high. Moreover, above the gate, it is usually placed carvings of vines and decoration of hornbills. On the sides of the gate, it is decorated with coconut leaves or young coconut leaves. Some talawang or dayak shields are also often used as decoration on the right and left of the Lawang Sekepeng. In the middle of the gate, three threads are spread that have been decorated with colorful flowers, and it becomes a symbol of obstacles from the groom to enter the bride's house. The attractions of Lawang Sekepeng is the performance of self-defense when welcoming and respecting guests who attend a traditional ceremony. Both the groom and the bride will send their silat or martial arts masters to face each other. When garantung or typical dayak Ngaju gong and katambung or typical Ngaju dayak drum are played, these martial art masters, both male and female, will fight each other until the three threads that blocks the groom's entrance are cut off. By the breaking of the three threads, the Lawang Sekepeng rituals ends. The Lawang Sekepeng tradition has a deep meaning related to the new life of the bride and groom. The three threads that hinder or become the boundary between the bride and groom have their own meaning. The first thread becomes a symbol of distress that is often present in personal and family life. The second one represents a symbol of a bad relationship when the bride and groom starts their family life. Finally, there is a symbol of something related to the death. The breaking of these three threads means that all dangers, disasters, and bad relationships that prevent the bride and groom from starting a new life as a family will disappear. Specifically, it is said that for the Lawang Sekepeng Silat style, the ancestors of the Dayak tribe at the time adopted animal movements and behaviors. For example, by imitating ferocious animals or endemic invaders that are widely inhabited in the forests of Borneo. They include bears, beruks or bangkui moves, and other moves that are oriented towards attacking or predatory creatures. Traditional clothes in the Lawang Sekepeng attraction usually use Ngaju Dayak traditional clothes, which is a fez made of bark called sangkaru. The pants are loincloth with the front covered by a rectangular sheet of nyamu cloth called ewa. Currently, the fez has been made of light brown cloth like the original color of the wood. The hat uses a headband or salutuk patue for men and salutuk bawi for women, and uses earrings or suang, necklaces, bracelets, and tattoos on certain body parts.
Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miss Eleni. So stay tuned for a listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, the innovation of the Paruku application UI students won the People's Choice Award at the International News Medical Grand Challenge 2021, organized by the of Singapore. Paruku is an artificial intelligence-based chatbot application that helps a company Indonesia making decisions amid the COVID-19 pandemic. The Paruku application provides several services in the form of information on vacation schedules and locations, information on the availability of hospital beds for COVID-19 services, as well as laboratory recommendation for COVID-19 diagnostics tests based on the user's location and the capacity of health facilities. The application is a collaborative work of students from the Faculty of Medicine and the Faculty of Computer Science of UI. On one hand, the idea of creating Paruku innovation started from a phenomenon in the community who is worried about being infected with COVID-19 when visiting hospitals or other health sectors amid ongoing pandemic. On the other hand, people need to queue for a long time to receive health services, so there is a possibility of being infected. Paruku is expected to be able to reduce the duration of time that must be provided for the administrative process in receiving health services. In addition, this application allows users to visit health facilities at the right time without having to queue for a long time. Mutiara Aulia Firdausi, a member of the Paruku team, hopes that this application can be widely used in many areas and can help accelerate the handling of the COVID-19 pandemic in Indonesia. The Paruku application is one of the innovative solutions from the 16 participating teams in the 2021 News Medical Grand Challenge competition, which is judged by a panel of judges who have expert backgrounds from various industries, such as information technology, healthcare, and engineering. Each team put their proposals into action and their ideas were judged to have an impact on healthcare, innovation, business strategy, marketing, and commercialization. That's Miss Eleni.
Say you miss me like I'm the only one.
You're still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice Listener.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's music corner, I am going to present a regional song from Mandar, West Sulawesi. The song is entitled Pasurungai Salili, to be sung and rearranged by Dildil. This song tells about a nomad from Mandar who really misses and wants to return to his hometown. The song was popularized by a singer from West Sulawesi named Meti Baan. Here is the original song from Mandar, West Sulawesi, entitled Pasurungai Salili, sung and rearranged by Dildil.
Sang di mau
Voice of Indonesia. Indonesia.
Hey kamu di situ, aku butuh penjelasanmu tentang semua tingkah lakumu tiap hari manjakan diriku. Sejak saat itu kau Sebatas teman tanpa kepastian.